Well, what's up, Full-Time Hustle? This is Josh Fowler.
And I'm Susan Fowler.
And we got a quick little podcast for you today. This is going to be pretty awesome. Susan actually had this idea. Why did you have this idea?
Well, we're talking about matching energy and enthusiasm with your clients. And it's just a... We were talking the other day about how to deal with tough and intimidating people. And I think that's what really like launched this, that we wanted to do another podcast on it. Because when you can match someone's enthusiasm, it really helps you understand them, and it helps them to hear what you're saying and to listen and to focus in.
Absolutely.
So Josh is, this is like one of his babies that he loves to talk about. So I'm going to let you take this away, Josh.
So part of this is really natural for me, but when I got it put into this format that I was able to look at and follow and understand, it just became that much easier. There's a whole trove of information available online with this. You could just Google it. It's a pretty common thing in sales to be able to talk about this stuff. So why is it important to be able to match energy and enthusiasm? Well, here it is. Being able to know and likewise understand a social setting is an invaluable skill for any entrepreneur. So it lets people know that you're cognizant of what's going on, and your ability to be able to see that and then engage on that same level socially is huge. So it creates kind of an instant trust and likability. And some people would hear me say that and think, oh, that's manipulating a situation, but it totally isn't. It's just basic human skills of social interaction.
And especially, I would say, for people like us, we right. tend to be like loud, and we love to talk to people and stuff like that. And so,
and sometimes that's fine.
Yeah, but if someone's very quiet, it is hard for us to relate, and we don't want there to be dead conversation, but right. other people see it differently. And so this has really helped us in that area.
It's all about judging the situation, but people, not just environments, make up the situation. And so if you can learn to nail down people using this principle, it's
nailed down understanding people.
What did I say?
You said if you can learn to nail down people.
Yeah, we don't want to literally nail people
yeah,
down.
Yeah, let's nail down the understanding of people.
Thank you for that clarification. Okay, so there's four main personality types, and we relate to them sort of as animals. It's called like the BOLT principle. BOLT is an acronym. It stands for bulls, owls, lambs, and tigers, and those are your four basic personality types. Where did we hear about this first? You remember?
I'd say it was probably down in Atlanta.
It was.
Yeah.
When we were working for Adam at DMC. So a guy named Charles J. Clark III, he's the creator of BOLT. Basically, it was a profiler he created to essentially help people increase their sales, have better people skills, improve their customer service skills, and honestly build closer relationships. And this is at work and personally. And if you can, you know, take a while to learn about each type, people can develop better people skills through this understanding. So let's talk about the four different kinds. So the first one is a bull. And this is going to be your big dominant personality. They are bottom line individuals. They don't like games. They just really want you to get to the point. They may be a bull, but they don't like bull. That's a good way to remember that. They're really easy to read because they kind of put it all out there on the main line, but it can be challenging to develop a rapport with these people because, after all, they just want you to get to the point. Have you had a situation where you've dealt with this? Or?
Oh, yes. Bulls, to me, are intimidating.
Sure.
I think of them as a bully, even though they're not necessarily. They can be.
Right.
But it is easy for a bull to be pegged as a bully, even if they're not. It's just their personality.
Absolutely.
A lot of times they are the kind that they truly do have a very busy job and they don't have time for things. And so they just kind of want to get you to get to the point. I have heard the word headlines before. And when they yell headlines right. at you, that means they just want you to give them the headlines,
yep.
which is not something I can handle.
My dad's a bull. He looked at me one time. He's like, spare me the birth and give me the baby.
Yeah.
Like, okay. Well, here we go.
There you go.
Okay. The next one is an owl personality. And I remember this because what do owls say?
Who?
Right. So owls want to know all the questions. They're very detail oriented. They want to know who. They want to know where, why. What do you look at? Oh, is that because you're an owl?
I'm totally an owl.
I could see you being an owl.
I have 1,000 questions about anything. Like, what's that
How many
meme?
Times have you said to me, like, I'm not your ride or die girl?
Yeah, I was just going to mention that. Like, there's a, actually, when I first, there was a meme about it. Like, I'm not.
Not your ride or die girl. I have questions.
Yeah. Like, where are we stopping? How long are we going to be gone? And I was like, what does ride or die mean?
Right.
Like, I had a question about that in general.
Sure.
And I do. I have a million questions. I want to know everything. I want to know the landscape. I want to know what we're getting into. I want to research it. I want to plan. And I am so absolutely an owl.
Owls are very analytical. They can be very detail oriented if it's something that they're passionate about. Another description that I saw was that they're a neat kind of messy.
I am. Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Because I might be messy, but I know where everything is, and it's very organized for me.
Yeah. And this is another thing that I saw about owls, and this really nailed you down.
Oh, no.
Mistakes are unacceptable, yours or mine.
Yes.
Either one.
Here's the thing. We can learn from mistakes. We can learn from mistakes, but we just need to move past them. We sure. need to acknowledge that they exist and learn from them and know how we're not going to do them in the future ever again, and then move past them.
But I'll tell you, you can be really Josh hard like, on yourself sometimes, and I'll see this going on and I'm like, hold on a second. You're overreacting to yourself. Like, I'm not even in trouble. If you want to hold yourself to that standard, that's totally fine, but don't put that junk on me. She's, I mean, I'm not kidding.
But
you're like,
to
gosh,
me,
I folded 8 towels. One of them's wrong. I'm like, oh my gosh, you folded 8 towels. Can we celebrate the win?
Okay, I don't do it on that. But to me, like, a mistake isn't the end of the world.
Sure.
And I think different personality types, a mistake is a big problem.
Yep.
For me, a mistake is only a problem if you can't move past it.
Absolutely.
And so, okay, made a mistake, learned something, moving past it, fixing it. Done. But we do have to acknowledge that it was a mistake. I know how we're not going to do it again in the future.
Yep.
And we might do it again in the future. And then we would just revisit it then.
So let's talk about the L.
Such an owl thing to say.
It is. It is. Let's talk about the lamb. These are typically very shy and quiet personalities. They're typically agreeable. They like to avoid conflict. They can be hard to read because of all that. Okay. They can also be emotional because they are typically... very sympathetic and very empathetic. But here's the thing, and this is why people tend to misunderstand lamb personality types. They are not weak people. They are not weak people. There's plenty of CEOs and managers and people in positions of authority and power who are lambs. It's just that their approach is typically a softer approach. And I think the number one way that you can really tick off somebody who is a lamb personality is to confuse that empathy and that soft approach for weakness, because that's when you'll start to see the bull side of that lamb. And I'm serious. I've seen it. People don't appreciate it. This is really has to do with how people approach things, not so much like the core of their personality. Like, you can be a strong, level-headed decision maker who knows where they're going and still have this approach. And that's what, you know, we're really, really talking about. Let's talk about the tiger. This is the easiest one to remember because of Tigger from Winnie the Pooh. That's what I always think
that's
of.
That's exactly what I think of too.
They are fun-loving. They're bouncy. They're all over the place. They're usually very strong. They're typically self-confident and they're quick decision makers.
We all know tigers.
This one's me, like 100%.
Would you say that's you?
100, yeah.
I would too.
I think so. I think that I can have some bull characteristics occasionally.
I mean, you said it, not me. I would agree. You're mostly a tiger with like a hint of bull.
Yeah. I tend to have owl characteristics when I don't understand something. Because I generally, if I can get the basis of something, I like to charge forward and just go and let's jump now and think later. But if it's something I truly don't understand, I can shift into owl mode quicker than you've ever seen. I think the one thing that I'm not on this list is the lamb. Like, there's nothing.
No, I don't think you're a lamb, babe.
I don't even like to be agreeable all the time. If anything else, I'm like, you know, buck the system and be the devil's advocate here.
So I noticed that you've said this with all of them is that, okay, you know, an owl, this is their natural thing, but then like you push them, you can see the bull side of them.
Right.
So each of these, like, it's more of like the main personality type of a person, but then they can be pushed or mold into a different personality based on the situation.
Right. I think, and this is just my opinion, this isn't something that the creators of this have said or anybody else I've heard, but I think the owl might be the most versatile of these personality types, because they can kind of easily slide into any of those other personalities as needed and generally sort of on a whim.
But we have questions about them before we slide into them, okay? Right. We can't just willy-nilly change our personality.
So now that we know that, let's just for a minute or so talk about like why it's important to match those levels. If you come into a situation, you're trying to make a sale or you're trying to get to know someone or whatever it is, and they are this personality type and you are something totally different, it's just an instant like chemistry kill. There's nothing worse than going into a situation and dealing with somebody that can't pick up or just won't pick up on social cues, and it just makes it awkward. You think about going into, you know, a potentially serious setting like a funeral, and you're like, well, I'm just a tiger, so I'm going to do what I want. That's completely unacceptable. You can't go into that situation and just be who you are. You have to come down to the level of the situation and where people are during that time. And at the same time, if you go to a, you know, I don't know, like a sporting event with someone, and you're just like, oh, I'm just, you know, not feeling, you know, super bouncy that day, it could be a weird thing for you to go into a situation like that, you know, as the lamb, for example. So it's just about judging the situation and being able to change kind of your personality type at that time to match what's going on.
And as you start doing this, the first time it's really kind of weird because you feel like you're not being true to yourself. But then over time, as you do it more, I noticed that, I mean, I've kind of gotten out of the practice of this. I want to start doing it again. But I've noticed that the more you do it, the easier it gets and the more true to yourself you can be while also matching other people's personality.
Yeah. Well, listen, hope this has been super helpful for you. I think we're going to put some links in the show notes, but I just encourage you to Google this. A lot of people have a different take on all these personality types, and something really great to say. So just jump in there. It's the BOLT, B-O-L-T, personality types. And I'd love to hear your thoughts and reactions to this. So thank you so much for joining us today on Full Time Hustle. We'll see you next time.